It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already November 6th and 7th, depending on when you're listening to this. Upcoming, we have a Veterans Day on November 11th, and Northeast Delta Dental colleagues would actually have established that as we should, as a core holiday. So we'll be off that day, and we'll be doing a series of functions for the veterans who work for us during the week of November 8th. And of course, last weekend we had Mike Ramshaw over the Halloween holiday weekend, and Mike is the president and general manager of the Fisher Cats, and Mike and I were talking about the Granite State baseball dinner, which is will be here before you know it. It's coming up on November 20th, and you can still get tickets. Just go on the New Hampshire Fisher Cats website, and the theme for this year's Granite State baseball dinner, which raises money for CHAD, Children's Hospital at Dartmouth, is the 1975 World Series, which was between the Red Sox and the Cincinnati Reds, and so we'll have some of the main players from that era, Pete Rose, the all-time Major League hits leader, as well as Louis Tiant and a few other celebrities that everybody would be familiar with. So that's going on in New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Get the baseball tickets for the dinner, and that's on November 20th. You'll get all these autographs, and it raises money for CHAD. So Mike Ramshaw did a great job for me last weekend. But this weekend is Krista Ketty, who's one of our great registered dental hygienists. Prior to the pandemic, every time I was either coming or going from the office, Krista would be coming and going as well, because she was always on the road visiting dentists to help them learn about our health oral wellness program and various other things related to oral health and Delta Dental. Obviously, literally since March 16th, 2020, and that's when the ADA said that you could only go to the dentist for emergencies, or recommended that, and so there was a pause in dental care except for emergencies between March 16th and May 11th of 2020. Since that time, it's come back, it's flourished, but it's a whole new world out there. So much more is now through digital engagement. So I don't see as much of Krista since then, you know, growing family, everything else. So Krista, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you for having me. I know, time does fly. I can't believe it's been since March of 2020 since we really were last in the office full time. But we're just as busy as ever, which is awesome to see. It's awesome to see the dental industry come back, like you've mentioned. And I'm just really happy to be here with you today.
And thank you. And you and your colleague, Leanne Haney, and still really are responsible for making sure that not only our dentists, but our hygienists, dental assistants understand completely the Health Rural Wellness Program, which we loosely call HOW. And by now, people in the listening audience knows that it's a program that, based on evidence, based on what we call your previsor or house score, you may be entitled to some additional cleanings during the calendar year and fluoride varnish and so forth. So the program is going really, really well. And part of the reason for that is, you know, Krista educating our dentists, our dental office teams, because they need to know the program. And, of course, our marketing teams have to explain it to our employers, because the employees of the employer have to know also that they have the program. So the occasional dental office that might not be aware of the program, we want the employee of the employer that has the coverage, which is most of our groups, that they explain it to the dental office team. And, of course, then they let me know. And then first thing I do is I email Leanne or Krista. And the next thing you know, they've re-educated the dental office. It's pretty much how it works. And pre-COVID, they would, before I even finished my email, they would already be in their car, ready to visit. You have to admit, it's pretty much how it works, right?
It is. It's a team effort. You know, you always reference the push-pull effect. I've learned that from you, and it really is. You know, we educate all parties involved with our HOW program, which, you know, you mentioned, you know, we're doing a great job. I'm so proud of Northeast Delta Dental and to be employed employed and work for you and to be part of the Northeast Delta Dental team, because how innovative was this program to come up with a program that matches benefits to the needs of the patients? And now we're really kind of spearheading the rest of the states in the U.S. to kind of gain that momentum of adding preventive benefits to those who need it. And we're starting to see other deltas come on board with something called the HOW program as well. So, you know, props to Northeast Delta Dental even before my time. So that's awesome.
Excuse me. Well, thank you. And yes, we've had several Delta Dental companies across the country. And just to level set the audience, there's 29 operating Delta companies, all separate from each other, but we form a sort of a federation, and so we're able to share best practices. So we've gotten Delta Dental of Oregon on board, we've gotten Delta Dental of Idaho on board, we've gotten Delta Dental of Oklahoma on board, we've gotten Delta Dental of South Dakota on board, and then there are various other Delta plans that are in process of implementing it, such as Delta Dental of Wyoming and Delta Dental of Washington. And then there are other Delta plans that use it, but modestly. So it's a process, but for the listening audience, it has definitely been transformational for Northeast Delta Dental. It's helped us grow the business, and it's better oral health for our citizens. And one of the sort of icings on the cake, and we didn't plan it this way, but once the additional benefits get into the employer population, meaning that if I get a score of 3, 4, or 5, and that'll have context to you the next time you go in for your cleaning, I now get my third cleaning, maybe my fourth cleaning, and then fluoride varnish is applied, you know, upon completion of the pro-fee cleaning and exam. Now I have that benefit. So it's almost like, since the competition still limits itself generally to 2 cleanings a year, it's almost impossible for that employer to sort of take away the Delta Dental benefit, because now you'd be going back to the 2 cleanings. So from that perspective, it's helped us grow. But more importantly, honestly, it's better oral health for the citizens of New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. And it's been a tool, you know, for our hygienists and dentists to use, so a picture is worth 1,000 words, and they can show their patients, you know, why, you know, they need the additional enhanced services. So Krista is responsible for a lot of that on a dentist end, Leanne as well, Dr. Joe Arante as well, and the original idea came from Dr. Shannon Mill, who retired from Delta Dental. But Krista, I still see him at 2 Delta, because now he has space. Concord Seal It Coalition
exactly.
Has space at the top of 2 Delta.
Yep.
So I did see Dr. Mills just the other day. So it's great.
He doesn't want to leave us, which is
no, and then that's great. And he was the really the brainstorm behind sort of uncovering, you know, this provisor software, which we own. And as Krista mentioned, we're trying to get other Delta plans involved. So that's kind of inside baseball, but that's why our dental plans are really different than other dental plans from other carriers. But that actually is a nice segue to, even with dental plans in place, because it is generally true, if you have dental insurance, whether it's through Delta Dental, hopefully, or a competitive carrier, you tend to go to the dentist way more often than if you don't have any coverage, whether it's commercial coverage or through the government. So one of the big hurdles, of course, is, you know, access and so forth. So tell us, in your own words, Krista, why prepaid dental coverage is important in terms of access, because it obviously it helps defray, you know, the cost, which I know is one barrier to access.
Yes, exactly. You hit the nail on the head. I'll never forget, a few years ago, Bill Lambrukas, who's the vice president of operations still to this day at Northeast Delta Dental, and Tom, you know the number of years for him there.
45.
But,
trying to get him to 50.
I can't wait to see that day. So a few years ago, Bill, we were talking about this, about the value of dental insurance and, you know, really what is the first barrier. And he told me to look up this statistic, and I was so surprised by the percentage of it. He said, you know, look up the average amount that an American adult has to their name, maybe in their savings account or in their general bank account. And it was that 57% of U.S. adults have less than $1,000 to their name. And when we got thinking of that statistic, we thought, you know, this plays perfectly into what the majority of U.S. adults are saying is a barrier to dental care, which is cost. So for me, when cost is a barrier, that situation has arose in our family. I mean, it's my husband, myself, and we have three kids. I mean, if I had to do another step every month of putting a certain amount of money aside so I had this set amount of money for our dental visits for all five of us each year, I mean, I probably, with everything going on in my life, would not have time to do that. So I can see how cost would be a barrier. And why I love, and I don't even want to call it a dental insurance plan, I want to call it a dental benefit plan, and I'll can go over that soon. But a dental benefit plan is almost like I'm putting money aside every month. I'm prepaying the dental insurance company, Northeast Delta Dental or another dental insurance company, for this dental benefit for me and my family. It's most likely automatically taken out of the majority of our paychecks with the employer group we're working for. And it's just one less thing on my plate, and it allows me to schedule those visits anxiety-free because I know that there's a certain amount of money on my dental benefit gift card, or we call that our annual maximum, the amount of money available to spend on our dental care per each person in my family each
well
year.
Explained. So hold the thought there. After commercial break, we're going to expand on that, the concept of dental insurance more being, you know, prepaid dental coverage that encourages you to go to the dentist. Tom Raphael, return after commercial break, which will be a smile commercial from Northeast Delta Dental with Krista Ketty, one of our amazing RDHs at Northeast Delta Dental. Please stay tuned.
Welcome back to the second half of Northeast Delta Dental Radio with your host, Tom Raphael.
This weekend, November 6th and 7th, depending on when you're listening to this, both days, Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th, are after the 9 o'clock news. So joining me this weekend is Krista Ketty, and I explained before commercial break that Krista is one of two registered dental hygienists. I use the acronym RDH, so I'll find myself there. But in any event, that work for us at Northeast Delta Dental, and her role really is to coordinate the education of dental offices so they understand our health or wellness program and various other initiatives, education and otherwise, that go on as we manage professional relations. And in our company, Northeast Delta Dental, the triangle has obviously three lines to it, one of which means dentist, one of which means the paying customer, the employer who generally pays the dental prepaid benefits that Krista had just described, and then the other line being the patients, or in our terminology, subscribers that go to the dentist. So, Krista, you were saying that I love the way you described it, which is, you know, unlike, let's say, house insurance, which you hope you never have to use, right? You don't want your house to burn down. We want people to go to the dentist. So it really is prepaying going to the dentist. So describe that a little bit more fully.
Sure. I think how awesome is that, that our dental insurance wants us to use it at minimum two times in a calendar year or in a 12-month period. We want you to get your two times a year preventive checkup. I can't think of another type of insurance that they really want you to use it, or that we as consumers would want to use it. I mean, I don't want to use my car insurance. I don't want to use my home insurance. But I do pay for those things every year. I mean, I would hate for something to happen and not have it. But that's why I think I want to change that term of not calling it a dental insurance. We want it to use it. Let's call it a dental benefit plan. It's there for us to use. And I think that that really leads into what Northeast Delta Dental is doing with our Health to Rural Wellness, or our HAW program. We want you to be seen for more preventive care if you need it. I just saw an article the other day that 120 diseases can start, we can first notice them in our oral cavity, in our mouth. And so going twice a year, we can really pick up on other things that are happening systemically, which I think is huge for us. And once again, I don't know another dental or type of insurance plan out there that has something like that, which I think is unbelievable.
It's so true. And, sometimes during the winter when I'm on the chairlift and someone will recognize me, even through the masks and headgear that you're wearing, they'll ask me about dental insurance. And I'll say, well, we want people to go to the dentist. And they kind of look at me like, you're an insurance executive and you want us to use insurance? I say, yes, actually we do. Because the other part of this, too, is that if you go to the dentist, you go on a preventative basis, you're going to ultimately not need that crown 5 years from now or the crown lengthening or whatever the bigger ticket item is, you know, down the road. We want people to go to the dentist to keep their mouths, you know, healthy. And the whole, one of the things about the health or wellness program is that you may actually need to go 3 or 4 times a year, and we will pay for that. And then they're stunned, and then they say to me, "Well, my employer doesn't have it." So of course I take the employer's name down so we can call on them. But I said, "But there are two individual plan options. There's the one from the federal government, healthcare.gov in New Hampshire, and then we have our own private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So let's say round figures, you know, that's." You know, $30 a month for an individual, whatever, and they say, "Well, I have really good teeth. I only need, 2 cleanings, and so should I get?" I say, "Well, you know, if you will definitely go to the dentist twice a year, and you're telling me you've never had a carie or cavity, and you truly will go to the dentist twice a year without a reminder. And by the way, every 5 years, when you have something major like a crown and." Can you write a check for $1,500? If you can, then no, you don't buy dental insurance. Of course, they're stunned because the insurance executive is saying don't buy dental insurance. But, of course, then they figure out, guess what? I do need a reminder. Mm-hmm. Just like you said earlier, it's kind of like a prepaid card. And number two, your other point is if almost 60% of the U.S. adults can't write a check liberally for $1,000, then when you need that crown, you'll be putting it off. So by the end of the chair ride, going up the mountain, by saying, no, you may not need dental insurance, by the end they're convinced that they do need dental insurance or prepaid benefits. So anyway.
I'm right on board with you. It's amazing what that story can really tell to all of us. And, you know, even myself as a hygienist, I'm saying, I want this dental insurance. You know, I just don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know what this month is going to bring for our health or our oral health. And I don't want a chance not having that for me and my family. So it just really provides that safety net for once again, me and my family. And I think a lot of others do feel that way as well. You know, cost is a barrier to a lot of things. And let's just take that out of dentistry. You know, let's just allow ourselves to have the cost covered by our dental benefit plan and go into the dental office anxiety-free. Because I think the number two reason on this list that people don't visit the dentist is that they're afraid of the dentist. So that was 31% compared to the 51% that said cost was the barrier.
And part of that, of course, is they may have had an adverse childhood experience or ACE at the dental office, but going to the dentist now is way different than when I went as a little boy. You know, I mean, it's the office that I happen to go to has a lot of pediatric or youthful patients. They come in, they're happy, they're dancing. You know, when I went to the dentist, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, like you went in kind of a little bit with trepidation. So the fear should really have dissipated, but that definitely is something that comes up. However, if it relates to cost, because no one wants to, you know, be sitting at the dental office and needing to write a copay check or something that they can't afford, so that creates an issue. But if you have the prepaid dental benefits, you know, while there certainly will be a copay at some point, it's a non-issue at the initial time of the visit. So great way of explaining that, and that's why, and you know, and you know, you are so passionate about oral health. I come in second or third after you and Leanne, by the way.
I come in second after Leanne.
Okay, so we'll go Leanne, Krista, Tom. But I'm excited because I feel like my job is to spread prepaid dental coverage so that people go to the dentist. And then my new tagline, not my tagline, but the tagline that we use locally as well as nationally, is everybody deserves a healthy smile. And it shouldn't be inhibited by the fact that I can't, you know, afford a copay or I can't afford going to the dentist. So in addition to the individual products that I mentioned on healthcare.gov, and we have our veterans program, and we have DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, our foundation, the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, funds a lot of dental clinics and other initiatives so that, you know, people in underserved populations, you know, can get access to coverage, because, I mean, you would agree with me, everybody deserves a healthy smile, and without that healthy smile, you can't have good overall health.
It's true. There's a lot of other things that not having a healthy smile prevents, too. You know, it allows us to be happy. Smiling releases endorphins, and so if we can't feel confident with our smile, with whatever that may be, healthy may be, that, you know, you don't have more visits than your two preventive visits a year. Healthy may be that they're white teeth. Healthy is different to all of us, but we want to be able to smile, release those endorphins, and so we can go out into the world and, you know, be exactly who we were meant to be and, you know, for the purposes we need to help others.
And I think finally the world's understanding that oral health is not discretionary, for reasons that would take another two shows for us to explain. The mouth and head have been separated from the body in terms of health, but now there's a much better understanding that, you know, whether it's oral health, mental health, hearing, eyesight, I mean, you can't have the total holistic health, you know, unless you have good oral health. There's a great book, and you know we've had the author here twice, a book called Teeth by Mary Otto, and I encourage people to read it. It really explains the history of why, you know, dental schools are separate from medical schools and how long it's taken to get everybody to have a more cooperative view of, you know, physicians and, you know, and dentists. And she originally wrote, she was writing an article, Mary Otto, that is her name, because there was a young man that had died because of a tooth infection. And so she wanted to get to the bottom of that. And that exposed, though, two things, the sort of history as to why oral health for many years was viewed as discretionary. And then second of all, you know, that there's this host of underserved populations, so that while people like me and Krista, you know, we have great dental plans, these prepaid Delta dental cards, in effect, as we call them, so we go to the dentist and our families go to the dentist without anxiety. There are many, many populations, veterans, the adult Medicaid population, for example, still to this day doesn't have a coverage, although we're working on that, and we got some recent good news on that. So Krista, we could spend, and I do this with Leanne too, like I only get to half of our talking points because we're so into it. All right, so I am going to tell her you have ranked the oral health dental prepaid benefits passion. Leanne Haney, Krista Keddy, Tom Raffio. I'm good with
there
that.
There we go. All right. I'm good
Any,
with it.
Final word? I mean, if you had you do have a son and daughter, but would you recommend someone becoming a dentist and or hygienist? Still a great field, correct?
Of course I would. It's been an awesome field. You know, prior to my work with Northeast Delta Dental, I worked, you know, directly with patients in the dental office. And, you know, it led me to this passion of educating about risk assessments and preventive benefits across Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. It's been such a rewarding career, and I have a ways to go, and I can't wait to see where it brings me.
Super. Krista Keddy, amazing RDH, registered dental hygienist for Northeast Delta Dental. helps us educating on a health and wellness program. Thank you for joining me November 6th and 7th, and I hope when you brought your children trick-or-treating, I know you had them brush and floss later. So, and that's what I tell parents. And of course, Halloween has passed now, but you can't fight it. You know, limit it a little bit and just make sure, you know, there's some brushing and flossing that's going on. So thank
exactly.
you, Crystal, for
it's
joining me this weekend. It's a balance,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.
Thank you for listening to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Be sure to tune in next time.